Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Wake Up to Spirit. I am not live, but I am here every Thursday, even if it's on video, for just to spend a little time with you. My name is Celeste Elliott, and I am your host. Whether you are listening on Blog Talk Radio, the Lilydale radio channel, because I am broadcasting from Lilydale Assembly in Lilydale, New York, the world's largest center for the religion, science, and philosophy of spiritualism. Currently, I am one of four shows on that channel. We have Tuesday evening with Colleen Vanderzijden, and her show is called Embracing Your Essence. We have Wednesdays with Willa on Wednesday morning. We have Wednesday evening with John White, Journey into Light. And of course, I'm on Thursdays. And then coming in February, we have a very exciting new show with the two guys who do the historical walking tours here in the summer, which are called Ghost Walks. And although they do not feature ghosts or spookiness per se, they do feature a lot of historical information about the town of Lilydale and the people, characters that you will meet during that during those tours will tell you a lot about how we got to be where we are today, and you'll meet some very, very, very special, interesting people that some of you who have no familiarity with Lilydale or spiritualism already know the names of. So just a little hint, right? So, okay. But that's going to be very cool. That comes out in February. I will keep you posted as to the dates. And that should be very, very interesting for everybody. So Lilydale Assembly, like I said, world's largest center for the religion, science, and philosophy of spiritualism, always a lot going on. This is technically our off season. So, you know, during the summer, we are a gated community. We have daily events that go on that are included with the entry and the parking, by the way. and that includes mediumship services outdoors. That includes a 2:30 spiritual service, healing services, meditation, all kinds of things. The new program for all of the workshops and classes and special events will be coming out after the new year. We've got some special weekends in the spring with classes, March and April, that are already on the website. You might want to check that out at lilydaleassembly.org. I will have some very special guests on the show in the coming months, so that you can sort of get to know their work a little bit and what to expect. That's always very exciting. And basically, this is just a very cool place to be and to learn about. If you are interested in personal transformation, spiritual growth, or, you know, just coming and sitting and being in nature as a personal, physical experience, I don't think you can beat it. So that could be because I'm just a skosh bias, of course. Anyway, so thank you very much for tuning in. I greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate everybody who sends me messages and emails. Usually I have a call-in portion, but I can't today because, again, we're pre-recorded because of the holidays. And today's show, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about that, by the way. Everything to do with where we've been and where we're going, and specifically how to let go of things from the past that are maybe not serving us anymore. And how we get to that place, I think, first of all, has everything to do with examining what we're allowing in the present. That's a very, very, very big thing. You know, the tenets of spiritualism talk about personal responsibility without blaming the victim, by the way. That's a big one. Also, golden rule, very, very important, how we're treating others. But also we have to negotiate that a little bit and look at how are we treating ourselves, because that's very important. You know, oftentimes I find that we will hold on to something because we don't want to hurt somebody else, right? So in order to avoid change, in order to avoid discomfort, in order to avoid pain, we will actually put ourselves through more than is necessary. And part of that can be just by not listening to our own intuition. It's very common. And I find, you know, particularly 2019 was not an easy year. There was a lot of change. We had institutions and organizations, some of them thousands of years old, that were facing change, as well as on a very small and interpersonal scale. And, you know, this is the time of year where traditionally within all kinds of cultures, whether they use a lunar calendar for the new year or the solar calendar, which is, you know, more common in our culture today, they have these things this time of year where it's about examining and letting go, you know, thus the kind of New Year's resolution. I personally don't like to do New Year's resolutions because I find that we do things that are not soul change, but pattern change. And patterns are very, very hard to break or even make if we don't examine the root cause behind them. And so that's what I'm a little more interested in today. We just had winter solstice. I knew I could get the words there somewhere. And it's funny because I actually am filming this on the day of the winter solstice. So just heads up, it is on my mind that way. Which is very much about welcoming the rebirth, the bringing back of the light. So this is the shortest, darkest day of the year, and pretty soon we'll be going the other direction again. It is an absolute certainty, and aren't we lucky? You know, if you were fortunate, I know that this is broadcasting in the future, but if you were fortunate, you got to see the meteor shower that is supposed to come with tonight's event. So that's pretty cool. I don't know, you know, because I have people from all over the world that watch these shows, partially because they're available in rerun on blogtalkradio.com/LilydaleRadio. Nice little plug for that. And partially because, you know, Facebook goes everywhere. So, you know, I hope that if there is something that touches you, that you do share it. I love when people send me links and things for topics and things that they're interested in and cool things that are going on in their community. And I, of course, try to post and share for what is going on here. So very, very excited, that, I have this opportunity just to touch in with people and to share. So, going to continue to do that. It's not a resolution, but why not? So really this is the time, if I go back to the actual topic, where we are looking at patterns in our life, patterns of things that we are possibly avoiding, looking at situations of grief in our life, and how much of what we have conditioned ourselves to is because of that. Whether it is because we experienced some trauma, like the actual loss of a person from our physical plane of existence into the next, whether it is because of the loss of a job, whether it is because of a life change, something that at one time maybe we found unpleasant, and so we want to avoid that again. Like I said, there's a lot that we will go through in order to avoid change or avoid trauma or destruction or bad energy, bad feelings, bad thoughts, all of that. It's a bit like hanging on to a cup of coffee that's too hot because we don't want to burn the hands of the person that we're passing it off to. Well, sometimes we're able to resolve that before we would in any way hand it off, okay? It's true. We don't want to be the person that is dumping our emotional garbage onto anybody else. And so we have to kind of look at it. And sometimes that can be a very painful process in and of itself. There are times when you are doing the emotional work that things are going to come up that you thought were long gone, buried, gotten rid of. And traditionally, throughout humanity, you know, our history, we have developed rituals in order to deal with that. Now, whether that is something like the burning bowl ceremony that churches and organizations and groups will do, where they take what no longer serves them and write it on paper and set it aflame. If you're doing that, I highly, highly, highly suggest that you do so in a space where you can't catch anything else on fire, okay? Have the extinguisher ready, the flour, the water, whatever. Put that out. You know, for some people, they will bury it. For some people, I have known one or two people who wrote things out on toilet paper and then flushed it. So, you know, whatever it is that you think is going to be a cathartic release, that is a great, 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 great healthy way to deal with things, people, and situations. And that's something else we have to look at is what and who triggers situations in our life. Being as we are right smack dab in the middle of the holiday season, I'm going to go ahead and guess that you've had to come face to face with that at some point in the last couple of weeks. Whether it is seeing relatives that we never felt validated by, and that can be upsetting and traumatic. And particularly when somebody has lost one into spirit and they think, well, now I'm never going to get that, that validation. Now I'm never going to get, to show them that I've succeeded, that I've done well for myself, that I am valued, that I am valuable. And what we have to do within ourselves, first of all, relationships never truly end, because if you believe that the soul is intelligent and eternal, you can continue to connect with that intelligence by talking to them no matter where they are, whether it's this plane of existence, the next plane of existence, still possible. That is the whole precept of mediumship. So, you know, pretty biased again, but it works. So, the other piece, and of course, a very therapeutic tool, is if you write stuff out without sending the letter, without sending the email, that sort of thing. Just so you kind of get into that place and that space with your mind and your energy. And, you know, you can start to acknowledge and identify without necessarily having a pity party for yourself. But getting to the root of and being aware of what is causing you discomfort and why, right? Because we have to be able to get to a place within ourselves where we can acknowledge our own light and be good with it. Be good with the progress that you've made, even if it is slow, even if it is millimeters, even if the only thing you have to congratulate yourself on for the day and count your blessings with are that you woke up, that you continued consciously to want to breathe, that you, you know, stepped foot out of bed, if you're capable of stepping foot out of bed, physically, emotionally, spiritually, all of those levels. These are really still good things. If you have shoes that you can put on your feet, socks that go in them, feet are good to have. Any of these things, you know, so this is what I'm talking about, little things that we take for granted that make life better, easier, and help us to move forward. I reread one of my favorite books not too long ago, the Diving Bell and the Butterfly. For those of you who are aware of the story, having to do with the gentleman who was an author and he had locked-in syndrome, where your mind is good, but you literally are paralyzed. You know, this guy was everything but his eyes. And he was able to breathe. And that was about it. He was able to breathe. He was able to move his eyeballs and blink. And that's how he communicated. He had somebody come in that would help to transcribe for him. And otherwise he had 24/7 care. He had feeding tubes and, you know, people had to bathe and clothe and change and, you know, move his body for him. And so that gives you nothing but time and perspective. It gives you nothing but the option to either really, really, really loathe and hate your situation, or to start to work on yourself. And in his case, he was also able to sort of escape through imagination. And that's a very, very powerful, beautiful thing. And, you know, sometimes we need these kind of therapeutic tools, like books and plays and music, all of which are shown to make us more compassionate, more emotionally intelligent, more kind. And really, that is one way in which we can serve humanity. If all you do is hold space for yourself while other people are griping at you, or, you know, and being the better or best, whichever you can handle, whichever you can manage in the moment, version of yourself, still being complimentary, still holding doors, still complimenting people's sweaters, whatever it is, that is a wonderful gift that you have given humanity, because you are refusing to be anybody's trash can or trash anybody. I don't know quite where I picked up that analogy, but it seems to be popular in my brain today, so there you go. For people who have tuned into the show before, this is not an entirely unique topic, but it is one that I bring up every now and again because I feel like it's needed. So there you go. And you know, I find a lot of people that that write to me and they'll say, you know, I feel as though I pick up on other people's thoughts and feelings and physical stuff, and it's hard on me. And, you know, however they choose to term that. But I would say to you, if you're getting that, it is your reality. What that tells me is that you are connecting in with your true nature, which is part of the connectedness of humanity, that brotherhood of man, as we talk about. And, you know, it's not something that you would necessarily want to shut off all the way, because that's not going to make life easier for you or anybody else, for that matter. But what is necessary is always being able to hold that space for yourself, as well as for others. There is the very, very beautiful phrasing about there is a light in the darkness, and yet it is not overcome by the darkness. And I am paraphrasing. But I always found that to be very beautiful and very profound, because, you know, all it takes is one spark to know that you are still there and you are still on the right path. So please take that to heart, that, you know, every breath is a new chance. And for those who struggle at this time of year, I will say to you, you know, no matter what, the world is a better place with your spark in it. So thank you for being here as part of the human experiment, as it were. So I want to go back to the original thing that I was talking about, having to do with ritual, tradition, setting new goals and moving forward. I don't personally find that New Year's resolutions are a great thing for me, because it has to do with the breaking of patterns. And what I like to do instead is a recognition of the patterns so that I can slowly embrace or replace, either or, depending on whether they're healthy or not, all of this that comes up. I find that if I focus too much for myself on one particular thing that I want to change, then it actually leads me to focus too much on it, and I kind of manifest it for myself or bring it in. If somebody says, don't think about pink elephants, now you're thinking about pink elephants, and now you're going to start seeing pink elephants. Maybe not in a delusional sense, but if you're out at the store, if you're watching television and a pink elephant comes on, you're going to be paying attention because somebody just talked about pink elephants. And so you pick up on the pattern. So there's that. Of course, we talked about that for some people, they find it very cathartic to write something down and then release it ritualistically. You may also start, I find it very helpful to start by looking at the blessings so that we don't get overwhelmed by the things that we perceive to be bad or not so good. Also looking at what the triggers are and what the greater reason behind that is, whether it is the feeling of, like lack of validation, or whether it is the feeling of, you know, I think a lot of people around this time, particularly as many people have busted their budget when it comes to winter holidays, spending, that sort of thing, they feel stuck or hopeless that they're not going to get out of these situations. And sometimes what we have to do is acknowledge and be in gratitude for what we have, and not feel rejected if there is a big change that is outside of our control, right? Because sometimes that's what happens. There's big changes that are completely outside of our control, whether that is job loss, personal loss, you know, loss of somebody into spirit, we can feel rejected because the people in our lives also start to begin to feel to us as though they are a part of who we are, part of our purpose on this plane of existence. And we have to honor and remember that these things continue even if they are not physically at hand, right? So creating sacred space within our world, whether it is the chair that we meditate in, the mantle with the family photos on it, a literal altar of some kind, or just something, some place that we go that we can physically lay a hand on, or you know, whether there are people that talk to and kind of pet their house plants, and you can't see mine, they're slightly off camera, but I have one in here. those are, you know, ways for us to touch in, and it's something that reminds you of the best version of yourself, which is in fact and reality your who you really are at your core. So I would encourage you with that, but I can only encourage you. We all have to do the work for ourselves. And the rest can sometimes be setting boundaries, okay? And recognizing, okay, whether it's a relationship or a job situation or whatever, we may feel very stuck, but there are ways, even if it's just adjusting our attitude, that we can shift it, that we can change. And then when we're ready, you know, and sometimes even when we're not, acting in faith and putting the energy out there, that things will come in divine order and divine timing. When we're ready for it, and it's so much the better. So I think that's pretty much everything I had to say today. Thank you all for tuning in. I would encourage you to please keep sending messages and giving feedback and telling me what it is that you feel you would like to hear about going into future episodes. I will return live, let's see, after the new year, I guess, on the 2nd. So that's cool. So I will see you all next year. Until next time, I hope that you are extra, extra good to yourself, prioritizing your self-care by setting boundaries, being loving to yourself and others. So until next time, I'm wishing you a good day and good vibes. Bye-bye.